The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I said it in the last segment, I'll say it again. Another historic day in our nation's history. And I want you to wrap your mind around this. I want you to wrap your brain around this. Impeachment proceedings for against Donald Trump were started this morning. Okay? In the House of Representatives, impeachment proceedings started this morning. Right now, as we speak, the debate is over and the vote is being taken. Impeachment is one of the most serious things ever to occur in our U.S. government. I can think of very few things that are more serious. In less than one day, without the president being able to present witnesses, facts, or anything, they're voting to impeach the president of the United States. Doesn't that tell you something? The votes are coming in right now. The yes votes are 142 for and 143 against. So far, all of the Democrats who have voted in favor of impeaching. It keeps changing. Right now it's 145 yes, 143 no. They're taking a roll call. So far, all of the Democrats that have voted to impeach, which is typical. And I mean this with as much respect as I can, but with as much truth as I can. The Democrats will do anything their leadership tells them to do. Mind-numbed robots. If Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer tell them to vote this way, okay. It is unbelievably rare for any Democrat in the House of Representatives to think for themselves. They don't think for themselves. So not one Democrat has voted no. Seven Republicans have voted yes. Right now it's tied. 149 yes, 149 no. The magic number is 217. Let's see. Seven, eight. If all of the Democrats vote to impeach, they'll have enough votes and the president will be impeached within the next hour. So from start to finish, and now again, wrap your brain around this. How could anybody who cares about the Constitution, cares about real justice, all right, if you think Donald Trump is a terrible, horrible, awful monster, in America, you have a right to defend yourself. At least you're supposed to. You have a right to hear witnesses. At least you're supposed to. So may I remind you, the impeachment proceeding began this morning. It is now 4:10 p.m., and they've been voting now for about 20 minutes. It's all the time that was given. Talk about a rush to judgment. Democrats are saying the president should be ashamed of himself the way he acted on Wednesday. Well, the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves for the way they are jamming this down the throats of Americans, because these are our representatives. So anyway, we'll keep our eye on it. They are voting now as we speak. And the vote is now 159 yes to impeach, 154. Well, it's, again, it's changing moment by moment. Now it's 160 yes, 155 no, 156 no, and 7 Republicans have broken ranks from their party and their president. But you know what? I don't agree with them, but I have more respect for 7 Republicans who said, I'm going to think for myself. I am not a mind-numbed robot. I don't do what I am told. I do what I believe is right. Even though I disagree with them voting for impeachment, at least they think for themselves, not the Democrats. If Nancy Pelosi said, go jump off the cliff, okay, Nancy. All right, anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. The way it's going right now, it looks like Donald Trump will be impeached for the second time, first time in American history. And may I remind you, that does not mean he will be removed from office. He will be impeached, it looks like. Then nothing happens unless there is a trial in the Senate and he is found guilty in the Senate. It is highly unlikely that the Senate is going to come back before next Tuesday, January 19th. That is when they are scheduled to come back. And it is highly, highly unlikely that he would be found guilty in the Senate. Even though Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, the majority leader in the Senate, has said, hey, I might vote to impeach him. All right, enough of that. We'll keep an eye on it. When something happens and anything is official, I'll pass that along to you. Some Supreme Court cases to catch up on. Calvary Chapel in the metropolitan Las Vegas area has been in a legal battle with the governor of Nevada. The governor of Nevada, as probably most of you know, just shut everything down. Shut it down, the casinos, the restaurants, everything, shut it down. Caused enormous economic impact. And then the pressure began to open up. So the governor of Nevada said, oh, well, okay, you know, we got to have the casinos. People have got to be able to gamble. That's why that's essential. Well, how about churches? Oh, no. They're not essential. You can't get COVID in casinos, but you could get it in church. So he kept the churches locked down. Calvary Chapel of Dayton Valley, which again is a suburb of Las Vegas, went to court. And yesterday, the Supreme Court ordered the governor of Nevada to respond to the challenge that the church is making in light of the Supreme Court cases in California and in New York, where the Supreme Court determined that churches are essential and it's unconstitutional for the state to lock the doors. So the Supreme Court did not necessarily rule in favor of Calvary Chapel yet. They have ordered the governor to answer their legal challenge. It would seem, in light of the other Supreme Court cases, that this Calvary Chapel in Las Vegas will ultimately win, and the governor of Nevada will have to rescind his order to shut down the churches in his state. So that decision was handed down yesterday. The governor of Nevada has not yet responded. And as is the case so often, the Alliance Defending Freedom is representing Calvary Chapel there in Las Vegas. All right, we need to take a quick break. Other Supreme Court cases, a really good one concerning abortion, and a couple of others, and an execution that made history. Oh, we've got a lot to talk about today, other than the impeachment proceedings. So hang with me. 877-BOB-LIVE will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I'm trying to follow the proceedings in Washington, D.C. Right now, the House of Representatives is, if I understand this correctly, two votes away from impeaching Donald Trump. Nope. They just reached the threshold just now, 217. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not a constitutional expert. But if I understand correctly, they need 217 votes to impeach the president. And they are now at 221. So they have surpassed that. So the House of Representatives has the votes to impeach Donald Trump, which means it will now go to the Senate, and there is no indication that the Senate will take this up until Tuesday of next week. The inauguration is Wednesday of next week. And right now, 10 Republicans have voted to impeach the president. 193 have voted no, but 10 have broken ranks with their party and have voted to impeach the president. So I began the program at 3:30 by saying this is an historic day, and certainly history was just made. No president has ever been impeached twice. Now, again, does that mean he will be removed from office? No. That is up to the Senate. There has to be a trial in the Senate. They don't meet again until next Tuesday. The inauguration is Wednesday. It is highly unlikely that the Senate is going to convict the president in a 24-hour period of time. And here's my personal opinion. Even if you believe Donald Trump should be impeached this second time, it is absolutely shameful, shameful that that action was taken in less than one full day. Something as, talk about a rush to judgment. Someday when you open the dictionary and look up rush to judgment, you will find what happened in the House of Representatives today listed as an illustration. It's almost an unparalleled rush to judgment in our American government. So I just think our political system right now is in terrible shape on the left and on the right, which makes me even more happy that my faith and trust is not in government, never has been in government, will not be in government. I'm interested in government. The government of the United States impacts my life, my family, my community, my church. There's no doubt about that. But that is not where I have my faith. Now, I say that because that's biblical. All right? I say it because it's biblical. But I also say it because it's practical. I have been in Cambodia, where Christians live under horrible oppression by their government. And yet, they are flourishing. I've been in Moldova, I don't know, 20 or 20 times where Christians are constantly being oppressed by the government. They're flourishing. I have been in Nigeria, where Christians are constantly being massacred, not necessarily by the government, but by radical Muslims, and the church is flourishing. I started to say I have not been in China. Actually, I have. I was in China for about 1 hour, and that's a long story I won't go into. But in China, the government is doing everything they can to destroy the church. And yet, the church is flourishing. So the hand-wringing and the concern among many Christians that Joe Biden is going to be president, the liberal left is going to be a control, means that all of our freedoms are going to be stripped away and the church is going to be destroyed. Nothing could be further from the truth. Some of our liberties may be stripped away. They may. Will that destroy the church? No. We'll probably embolden it. So it is, again, in light of what's going on in America today, my plea is, don't lose hope. Don't become discouraged. Don't even lose sleep. The God we serve is a sovereign God. He is sovereign over all of the affairs of man. Nothing that is happening surprises our almighty sovereign God. And he's just fine. And he's the one that I have my faith and trust in. So don't lose heart. Seriously. And I know that some would say, well, Bob, that means you don't care. Oh, nothing could be further from the truth. I just have peace and calm because I serve a mighty God. And I'm not an expert on anything. I keep telling you that, and I mean it, but I have traveled all over the world. And some of the most vibrant Christians that I have ever met live in countries where they live under oppression. And may I repeat what I have said over and over and over again? The spread of the gospel is far more important than anything that happens in Washington, D.C. And that cannot be stopped. You and I have a responsibility, but also a privilege to show the world. All right, we didn't get our way in the election. We have not lost hope. We have not lost focus. We're okay. We're okay. Let's not forget that. We'll be back.